Well, good evening, everybody. Stormy Mitchell. We're at Centennial High School tonight. We've got the Cougars and we've got the Raptors. Starting out right now, the starting lineup for the Raptors of Ravenwood. We've got number 3, Lexi Erickson, also number 15, Mary Preston Guard, also number 20, Jasmine Harmon. Last but not least, off the bench is number 23, number 20 in correction, Ava Levine for the Raptors, coached by Mariska Harris. For the Centennial Cougars off the bench tonight, it's number 3, Samantha Lee, also number 20, 21. That would be Harper Klein. Also number 24 is Sheridan Foster, good little guard. Number 40 will be Constance Bledsoe. And last but not least, Micah Stewart, number 45 for the Centennial Cougars. We're at Centennial tonight, the better known as the Cougar Den. Cougars coached by Brad Simmons, head coach for the Lady Raptors, coach Mariska Harris. Garth Bolden is going to be helping me. He's on the way. He's at Gateway Tire right now, working on a jibmungous order, he said. He said he'll be there shortly. He's just down the street at McEwen Drive, corner of Cool Springs Boulevard and McEwen Drive. And if you need any great tires, they put 22 sets on my cars over the last 24 years. All my family, you call them at 771-7080 at 771-7080. Got Crystal and Margaret working the board tonight. Appreciate them being there. Mr. Darrell Williams just handed off. He just finished with Ryan Slay, the Slay ride in the Boom Boom Room. But we've got some good basketball right coming to you right now tonight from Centennial High School. Ravenwood is going from right to left on your radio dial tonight. They're in all red tonight with white numerals. The Cougars in their home white with that very pretty Carolina blue numerals with little navy blue trim. Lexi Erickson, the point guard, starting out for the Lady Raptors. Good ball movement down the right wing. Kicking inside to Lee. Taya Lee, she spins, shoots. Foul's called. Constance Bledsoe on the Cougars. That's her first. 7:30 to go. First quarter action. No score. Appreciate y'all tuning in tonight here on AM 950. It was not a shooting foul, so the Raptors take the ball inbound. Got it down the right wing. And steps on the line. Turnover, Lady Raptors. Good crowd here already tonight at Centennial. It's a blustery, cold Friday night. Got rain, possibly some snow coming in. Let's hope not. You're out just on the way. It's the best $5 you'll spend coming over Centennial tonight to get you some catchy, good high school basketball. Ball's passed into Stewart. She kicks it back out to Lane for 3. Downtown, off the back rim. No good rebound. Taya Lee cleans the glass for the Lady Raptors. Here comes Lexi Erickson. Little 5'2" guard on the right side. Shots on the way. Can't get it to go. Rebound goes up. Lee Strong. Time she converts. 2-0 Lady Raptors. The senior holding her own in the paint. 2-0 Lady Raptors. Lady Raptors have come out in a, what I call not a strong, but a pretty mild press where they're picking up the Cougars at the timeline. Shots on the way. Back rim, no good. Rebound fall for. Out of bounds, whistle blows, it's Raptors ball. Lady Cougars, as we said tonight, in all white, those Carolina blue numerals and trim. Crystal, at Carolina blues for you, I would assume, being from Hickory, North Carolina. Here come the Raptors down the left wing. It's Lee, she gets the ball out front to Levine. Good inside pass, no look, bottom. Nice basket that time for the Lady Raptors. Ava Levine on the goal. Whoa. Lady just crashed into the scores table to our right. Glad it wasn't our broadcast booth. Ball's kicked around, finally pulled up. Stolen by the Raptors. Now they're going the other way. Shot on the way from Erickson. Downtown for 3. Goodness gracious. She was closer to a Stroud's barbecue than she was on that shot from the 3-point line. 7-0, the Lady Raptors. Then the Cougars throw out of bounds and just destroyed the LED system in front of us. as long as they didn't knock us off the air, it's fine with me. Mr. Ref. Referee comes over and he tried to pick up one of my Reese's peanut butter cups, and we wouldn't let him have one. I got a dirty look. But hey, you're not supposed to eat during the ball game. Here come the Raptors up 7-0 over the Cougars. Erickson again for 3. Back rim, no good. Good rebound by Preston Guard. She kicks it out front. Saved. It's just a Levine. Cross court to Erickson for 3 again. Front rim, no good. Foul's called. Foul's called on Stewart. That's his first. To the line, it's Lexi Erickson. And it's no good. She's got 3. She had a beautiful three-pointer earlier. She's 15 feet closer and missed the free throw. Second on the way. No good. Rimmed it out. Something about a free throw some nights. It's almost like there's a lid on the goal. Third one is good. Shooting 3. Got foul. 3-point range. That's 8-0. Centennial had a tough night overnight at Brentwood. They were down 27-3 in the first quarter. So far, they haven't scored tonight. Erickson on the drive off the glass, and she scores 10-0. Coach Brad Simmons calls timeout. We're going to take a timeout. Let's take 30 seconds. This is sports. Here I am, 950. game, not a baseball game. It is a basketball game. We're at Centennial High School. Cougars, Lady Cougars having a rough start. Kind of let all the listeners go. The Cougars have lost their two top players, both seniors. Malia Robertson decided not to play her senior year, and she was averaging close to 20 points a ball game. And Ashlyn Harden was averaging 16 a ball game. At forward, had a shoulder operation. So she's out for the season. And when you got two players averaging 36 points a game not playing, and you're playing four freshmen, it makes for a long, long night. Petway's got the ball down the wing. Backs to Foster. No good. Nice shot off the front rim. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound. Lady Raptors. Here they come across the timeline. Good ball movement out front. Erickson. She drives to the right. Shot from the wing. No good. Rebound Lee. She goes up strong. Can't get it to convert. Rebound Micah Stewart. Lady Cougars. Savannah Dew's about to check in for the Lady Raptors. Also Jasmine Harmon. And didn't see who else. Good ball movement out front. Shot on the way from Bledsoe. Cougars. Banked it off the rim. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound Cougars. Off the timeline, 3:30 to go. First quarter, the Cougars haven't scored. They get skunked so far, 10-0. Like I mentioned before, playing four freshmen. Which Brad Simmons has got a tough task ahead of him this year with losing his two top players. But these kids are learning on the job training. That's the best way to go. Good hustle by Pedway. And she gets a steal and gets sealed on the Rebels. Jasmine Harmon's checking in. Savannah Dews checks in. And also Mary Prestigard checks in for the Lady Raptors, coached by Mariska Harris. Went to the state tournament last year. Really was an exciting year for the Lady Raptors. Rebuilding this year. They're missing Kristen Murray. They're missing Berkeley Byron. And also missing Kara Downey severely. Ball's kicked inside. Jasmine Harmon steps on the line, out of bounds, goes back to Centennial. Foster's taken out of her own basket. Foster inbounds it to Ling, and she almost has a stolen. Foul's called. 25 on the Lady Raptors. That's Johnson. Good ball movement inside to Petway, and she goes up. It's blocked by Dews. Here comes Jasmine Harmon across the timeline. Shot on wave by Levine. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Dews goes up. Strong! And scores 12-0 is our score, 2:40 mark. They would continue to press, stolen by Harmon. She's going to get a bucket right here. And she does convert, steal, and basket, 14-0, 2:20 to go. Teams have found a weakness here on Centennial, realize that they really don't have a dominant point guard, having trouble getting the ball across the timeline. Thus, they're using that weakness to their advantage. Here comes Lane on the drive, gets it back to Petway. She shoots. Off the front rim, no good. Rebound, Savannah Dews on the Raptors. Fast break to the other end. Prestigard shoots, gets it to Lee. Spin move, can't get it to go. Foul, whistle on the play, foul's called. Coach Mariska Harris said, Taya, take your time, got the basket, take your time. Foul's on Mary Prestigard, that's her first. Coach Mariska Harris had a great year last year getting her Lady Raptors all the way to the state tournament. Won the sub-state over a tough Lebanon team. Won that ball game 50-43, best of my recollection. Lost in the state tournament to the future champion, which was Riverdale, 77-50. Of course, Riverdale beat everybody last year, 77-50, believe it or not, in the state tournament. And that's a fact. Looks up. Ball thrown out of bounds. Turnover for the Cougars. In for Ravenwood is number 21. That's Levine. She's back in. Raptors taking the ball out of bounds in front of the Cougar bench. Jasmine Harmon, great athlete she is, gets it to Lexi Erickson, little sophomore guard out front. She's about 5'2", maybe 5'3". Don't let her size through. She plays with a big heart, a lot of tenacity, and plays with a chip on her shoulder. Excellent ball player. Good ball movement to Harmon down the left wing. Takes it to the baseline, kicks it out front. Stolen nicely by the Cougars. Micah Stewart, the ball's loose on the floor. Jump ball's called. Error goes to the Cougars. Coach Brad Simmons pacing the baseline to our left. Trying to work some magic. Like I said, playing four freshmen, and there's nothing tougher than on-the-job training. They're getting their share of it right now. Lexi Erickson on the anticipatory movement. She got the steal, takes the three. Kansas, little girl with a big shot. Beautiful basket. 17-0 is our score. We're going under 50 seconds, first quarter. And stolen again by Erickson. Here come the Raptors. Coach Brad Simmons got his hands on his hip. And Harmon scores, and he's looking for answers. And the problem is there's just too many questions. Ball stolen again by, guess who? Lex Erickson. Bounce pass to Harmon, and she scores, going for the three-point play. This is the best word I can use is brutal. The Raptors are just turning up the heat. Centennial's out there trying to compete. They're just not their night. Harmon to the line. Missed it. Rebound. Dews goes up strong. She's 6'3". Her dad coaches for the Tennessee Titans, a running back coach. Big, beautiful girl. Here come the Cougars. Foster across the timeline. Baseline drive by Lane. Kicks it out. Petway can't convert. Saved by Dews. Rebound. Rebound. Come the Raptors. 14 seconds. Long pass to Delete. She's fouled and it's not called. Rebound Petway. 8 seconds. 6, 3, 2, 1. Foster doesn't get the shot off. In the 1, Ravenwood, 21, Cougars, 0. Let's take 1 minute. This is sports on AM 950. 1 minute.
Hello, this is Garth Bolden with Gateway Tire and Service Center. Located on Cool Springs Boulevard and McEwen Drive in Franklin, Tennessee, Gateway Tire and Service Center is your local Yokohama tire dealer, and we're proud to have served Williamson County for over 25 years. Take advantage of our full service center, including our new custom shop. Give us a call at 615-771-7080 for all your car needs, including Yokohama tires, custom wheels, and more. Gateway Tire and Service Center, your local Yokohama tire dealer.
At 1333 West Main, we got Miss Margaret and Miss Crystal. If you have a chance, check out Miss Crystal on Facebook. Crystal King, girl can wail. I'm telling you, she sang last night down, Tin Roof on the Mum Rim, and I saw it on Facebook, and it very, 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 I say very impressive. Our score, believe it or not, Ravenwood 21 to zip. Sounds like a football game. 3 touchdowns and 3 extra points for the Raptors. Cougars are playing, as we stated before, 4 freshmen and with very little experience. 2 of their top players averaging 36 points combined are no longer able to play this year. So the Cougars are in dire need of some more bodies and some more help. Ravenwood comes out, as we said, in all red with white numbers. Nice deal by Petway. Good job. Ball's kicked out of bounds off the ref. Goes back to the Raptors. Cougars are hustling on each and every play. That shows they've got heart. And at that is the first thing to start with. Good pass to Lee. Up strong. It's good. Lexi Erickson on the beautiful inbound pass to Ty Lee, the senior. Kissed it off the glass and scored. Telly Stacy back check in for the Raptors, number 23. Cougars cross court pass to Petway. She drives the paint. Cut off by Erickson. Out of bounds, still Cougars ball. Telly Stacy in. She's in for Ty Lee, so having a good ball game. Much improved. Wow, she was really so great improvement last year. Her sister Jaya Lee is out. Injury protocol. Ball's inbounds to the Cougars. Petway saves it way out front. Press the guard had hooked. Levine correction. Ball movement, Foster on the drive, in the paint, smartly kicks it outside, into Micah Stewart, she goes up strong, off the glass, can't buy one. Foul on the play. Jelly Stacy's got that first foul for the Raptors. Up 23-0 first quarter. Boys Gaxton starts at 7:30. Next Tuesday night, we're going to have the granddaddy of them all. We will be at Brentwood. Stewart misses the first one. We will be at Brentwood as they host the Franklin Rebels. Franklin handed Brentwood their lone district loss earlier in December. I'm sure the Bruins, there you go, there's 4-1 on the board. Micah Stewart breaks the ice. Quickly down the line, pressure guard kicks it out front to Erickson. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound. Micah Stewart cleans the glass for the Cougars. Good position. Here comes Foster across the timeline for the Lady Cougars. But as we said, Tuesday night we will be at Brentwood as they host Franklin. Next Friday night we'll be at Franklin. Shot on the way. Back room. Cougars can't get it to go. Rebound. Smartly. Lexi Erickson. Moss one on the floor in traffic. Takes it 94 feet. Prestigard drives. Left-handed. Hook shot. It's good. Sooners touch. Mary Preston guard. 25-1. So we will be next Friday night at Franklin as these Raptors take on the Rebels. It'll be double R night for us, the Raptors and the Rebels. Appreciate y'all tuning in at AM 950. Here come the Cougars across the timeline, breaking the press. Petway has it out front. Looks to Foster. She drives. Basket and deuces. Not in my house or in your house either. Flaps it out of bounds. Almost out of bounds. Saved by Alexia Erickson, who's at 5'2", covering a myriad of ground out there. Very quick. Very witty. Shot on the way. Press the guard. Rebound. Can't get it to go. Whistle blows. Raptors ball. And for our listeners down in Rudderville, we got a treat. The week of the 22nd and the 25th of January, we'll be at Page High School. Right now, we're scheduled that Tuesday night and that Friday night. Dews on the drive. Left-handed. That's good. Left-handed hook. Impressive by Savannah Dews, sophomore. We'll have Franklin at Page on the 22nd. And on the and on the 25th, we will have Dixon County coming to town. Wait a minute, Garth, did you bring me dinner? No? No, he didn't. Go back and get me some. All right, we're all right. That's right here. No, that one doesn't count. It always comes on this. No, I don't need anything. Micah Stewart's at the line. She draws a foul. 5:17 to go before halftime. Raptors having their way tonight with the young Cougars. And Garth puts on his headset, as my Spanish-speaking friends say, mas body tati que nunca.
What up, Tommy?
And that's that means better late than never. And
Stuart, I didn't miss much, did I?
Well, Michael Stewart hit a free throw earlier, and the Raptors coming out playing really good defense. And Lex Erickson's hit two or three threes, and Daz Harmon
just shot an air ball.
Yeah, she looked like Mitchell on that shot. Oh, I'm sorry, that would be me. But the Raptors are, as they say, kind of coasting. Playing a lot of, they started five girls I didn't even know. So I
learned at least they're not playing full court press.
Well, they did until about 3 minutes ago.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Petway on the drive, stolen by Deuce. Here comes Harmon. He had numbers. He slows it down. Cougars quickly back. It was 1-on-4. Now it's 4-on-1.
Whoa.
Erickson from downtown. Great Caesars go. She's got 9. Correction, she's got 12 at the 4:36 mark.
You certainly can't let her see the basket that plain as day, because she will knock it down on you.
5'2", and she will take it to you. I'm telling, that girl can shoot. Here come the Cougars. Ball's down the left wing. Good ball movement. Petway out front. Looking for Foster on the drive. Didn't go. Lee about to check back in for the Raptors. Petway's got it out front. Right wing. Top of the glass. Can't get it to go. Erickson on the rebound. And these aren't right, so it's okay. And quickly down the court is Harmon. She gets a shot off, and she draws a foul at the 4 minute mark. I'll just tell listeners that we're going to be next week on Tuesday at Brentwood, those nice, comfortable seats.
That's going to change.
Don't say anything.
That's going to change.
Bite your tongue. And Harmon can't get the roll. And then next Friday night, we're going to be back at Franklin, and we'll have Franklin, and we will have these Ravenwood Raptors as they'll tangle the battle of the R's next Friday night.
Well, I'm looking forward to that Franklin-Brentwood matchup. That's going to be a humdinger there.
Harmon makes second. 31-1 our score. Unfortunately, we kind of expected this, but, you know, it's young Cougars are learning on-the-job training, and it's a tough uphill battle, but, you know, that's how you get tested, is put your foot to the fire, and that's what they're getting done tonight. Good backdoor cut to Foster. Beautiful pass by Constance Bledsoe for the Cougars.
You know, I was going to say the other night when we were watching him play Brentwood, told me that, you know, just as a former coach watching the young ladies play, and I've not seen them practice.
No.
So I'm not going to be critical or anything else, because I don't know what they're doing.
Right.
But these young ladies right here need a full dose of about every practice, 30 minutes of nothing but fundamentals.
Right.
Doing drills, ball handling,
right.
Jump stops. They don't know the fundamentals.
Right.
And you've got to spend time on that. It's not these young ladies' fault. And I'm not blaming Coach Simmons for that. I haven't had a chance to watch them, but I was going to say that the other night. They lack a lot of fundamental knowledge of the game, too.
Right, right. Ball's inbounds. Cougars get inbounds way out front. Petway bends around to lean out front. 3:40 to go. Been all Raptors. Oh, good pass to Foster. This will Sheridan Foster could play for any team. West on the drive, kicks it out. Lane, she drives back to the left wing.
You're right. We're seeing some players like from Ravenwood, number 25. I don't think we've ever seen her before.
Yeah, I think her name's Johnson, what they called on the microphone. Yeah, didn't have her on the roster. Erickson gets a rebound across the timeline. 3 minutes to go. And by the way, on the week of the 22nd, we're going to be at, right now, we're scheduled to be at Page twice. Harmon on the drive. Good block by Bledsoe of the Cougars. Here comes Foster. Good defense by the Cougars. Here they come across the timeline. Harmon picked up Foster. Foster's going to be she's just a freshman. She's the one out there that has a lot of basketball acumen and skills.
So I know we're doing Paige and Dixon. Who else are we going to do?
Paige and Franklin.
Oh, cool.
Well, the one Dixon is still pending, but we'll see. Right now, that's my first choice. Shot on the way from Bledsoe.
Good shot.
Three-pointer. Nailed it. That away. Good shot, Con. 2:20 to go. A little confidence build. The Cougars needed desperately. Then we still have Franklin and Centennial back here in first week in April. In February, my bad. Thank you. Shot on the way. Johnson, front rim, no good.
Good block out.
Micah Stewart, good position. Excellent position.
Well, I've gone through all this, and I finally found Ravenwood.
There you go. Sheridan Foster across the timeline. Good ball handler. Good movement. Foster has been coached to move well without the ball. She's giving Jasmine Harmon fits out there. And Harmon comes down with a rebound, showing her athleticism. Going down the left wing. Good pass. Can't get it to go to Johnson. Beautiful no-look pass. 1:30 mark. We're going to do something we haven't done also in the early February. We're going to do a Friday night game. I don't know if you can make that one. Terry said he would volunteer for you. Go to Dixon.
Yeah, y'all. Yeah, y'all enjoy that trip. Go get you some good barbecue in Dixon or something. I'll be thinking about you.
You'll still be at work by the time we have to. We'll have to leave at 4 to get there on time.
Hey, let Terry get back in and get his shape back in. You know.
Oh, he's gonna sit over and keep count. We're not gonna let him do too much. Don't want to overtax him. You know. And he's semi-retired.
He'd be wanting to take your job back.
Yeah, there's days he can have it. Tonight he can have it. No, not true. Cougars get the ball down. Good ball movement out front to Bledsoe. She just nailed a three. We're at a buck 10 left. Been all Raptors. Up comfortably. Never in doubt. Shot on the way. Get in. Foster. Back rim. Rebound. Bledsoe. Good rebound. Good position from Cougars. Drive into the paint. And little Foster says, I'll take on that 6'3 girl. I may be 5'3. I'll take on her. And foul. That time is going to be on, looks like that was on Savannah Dews. But we'll be doing a game from Dixon County. Kind of a preliminary action to our trip back to the district tournament.
That's going to be interesting where they put you.
Well, that's why we're going over there in advance to have those discussions and make sure we're all good. I had a conversation today with Jason Tiger, the coach, and he's excited that we're coming. We're going to do the Page game and the last game of the season. He's loved it. So he'll take good care of us. He's a Memphis State graduate, so we'll be good. 40 seconds left. 32-4 is our score.
So you're going to Dixon twice?
No, we're going to do them once at Page.
Oh, okay, okay.
Then we're going to do them the last game of the year. Then we got to go over 3 nights
for the district.
Right. Then we go to Brentwood for the regional. Then the 30 seconds, Raptors holding for the last shot. Check that. Harmon from downtown lets one launch. Cougar ball with 25.
Think they'll have as good a food as Cane Ridge had last year?
Man, that's spicy. Spicy spaghetti.
Oh,
chicken spicy spaghetti. Are you kidding me? I had the flu and it cured it the first night.
Hey, That was a top-notch hospitality room.
I don't know what they put in that, but I had the flu and the fever went away. Broke out into a sweat. I could breathe again.
Had a little candlelight in there. You know, had the candle so we could... Oh, she walked.
Harmon on the sill and called for walking at 6 seconds. She sure did. Got a little exuberant there. Beautiful setting, great food. They treated us like royalty.
Oh, yes, they did.
Put us up in our perch way up high.
We didn't have knees in our back.
Didn't have anybody shouting at us.
That's true.
Questioned our integrity or our family history.
That happened the other night at Brentwood, didn't it?
And that's the end of halftime. 32-4 is our score. 32-4 is our score. I was not keeping up with the score.
And I wasn't here, so...
It doesn't matter. It's all good. 32-4 is our score.
I'll make sure I get it at the end of the game so that we can go over that. Is Coach Kreisky joining you?
I see him coming down here right now. He certainly is. Let's go. He went the other direction. Let's see what he's doing.
No, he's probably avoiding you.
Well, he's going to listen. He knows he's supposed to be here, but let's see if he goes. Hey, he went the other way. Well, it doesn't matter. We're going to take 2 minutes. Girls, take it back. 2 minutes, bring it back. And if Mr. Coach Kreisky is running his, we'll just send it back to you. And we are back. We are back. It's halftime. 32-4 is our score. I'm not trying to rhyme. I'm just telling you what the crime is. It's been all Raptors all night. Coach Matt Kreisky and athletic director here from Centennial High School got his good-looking son, Griffin, with us tonight. You're going to let Griffin talk, or you just going to do all the...
You want to talk? Hey.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
He's just shaking his head. He's got that Justice League T-shirt on like my boys at that age. Coach, good to see you tonight.
Good to see you.
It's always good to be back at the... Whoop. And Griffin just knocked off his headset. We're gonna have fun this time, aren't we, buddy?
It's gonna be crazy.
It's all right. Well, and I was telling our listeners, Coach Brad Simmons having a tough time. The thing is, he's just got so many young freshmen out there. He's playing five. He's got 5 or 6 on the team.
He does.
And I said, you know, we've all been on teams like that. It's called on-the-job training, and they're gonna learn lessons. They're gonna learn lessons that you couldn't teach otherwise.
Yes, they're learning life lessons will help them throughout life. He's doing a great job. We got a lot of these young kids playing well for him, so we got a bright future here at Centennial.
I agree. What about what spring football practice kickoff?
End of April, we're going to scrimmage Will Central that third week, and so kids are excited. Everybody's excited. So we started working back out this semester. So you know everybody's ready to get going.
I went by the weight room and I heard some guys in there grunting and sweating and getting after.
Hey, they're ready to go. You know, things didn't fall away last season. So
well, the injury bug.
It did.
I mean, I got to tell you. Okay, Griffin, do you like Reese's? All right, is this all right? Daddy says you can have that.
Yeah.
Now just make a big mess.
Make a big mess.
You can shoot me later. I just gave his 2-year-old Reese's piece. braces. That'll fix him.
Yeah.
He'll be bouncing off the walls here in a little while.
So Grayson had surgery. He finally got back in the weight room this week. So
good. Oh,
we're
good.
Excited. You know, we got him. We got Cannon Plowman coming back. A freshman who played, you know, a couple games for us this year.
He did a great job. Oh, I mean, speaking of on-the-job training, goes over, goes to Riverdale, and won the Battle of the Kreisky Bowl.
Hey, I'm still bragging about that.
30, what was that score? 30, what was it, 37?
We won. We kicked the field goal last second.
Oh, so. Sweetest field goal you ever saw kick in your life.
Yes.
How tough is that? Tell the listeners how tough that is.
It's very
coaching
tough.
Against your brother.
It's so tough that we're not going to do it again next year.
and can I tell the listeners who said no more?
Mama.
Yeah.
Mama said no more.
I bet she about smoked out, didn't she?
She did. She, you know, hopefully next time we meet next year, hopefully it's going to be the championship game in football. And hopefully she'll be there when we'll be.
Oh, of course we'll be there.
You know,
we don't miss. Listen, if we got anybody when we had teams in the 5A, we were there. Teams in the 6A were there. And
but you shun me every now and then.
No, never. No, no, no.
Let's tell the listeners about that. How mean you are to me.
No, what you tell them? I'm sitting right here. I just got your son quiet. You owe me. I can't wait to see how much chocolate he gets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who paid back who on that one. Well, you need to tell him about Mr. Griffin. He's a good-looking young man sitting
there. Hey, you going to say hi?
Say,
he's being shy.
Well, that's good. He likes that chocolate,
yeah,
doesn't he?
Sure does.
Don't y'all have another?
We have a little girl. She's 4 years old, Lily. So.
And does she run the house?
She does. She tells me what to do.
Well, that's what she's supposed to do.
Yeah, so.
Well, I had a little daughter who graduated here in 2012, and she's married now with a six-month-old baby, and she's still telling me what to do. And I'm going, wait, you got a husband.
Yeah.
Take it out on him. Doesn't happen. What else is going on?
The
Cougars are doing great wrestling.
Yeah, they are. They're doing really good. What about telling our listeners about Emmanuel Hall and Tyrell? They're about to go in the NFL draft. Two former Centennial Cougars.
I love it. I saw that Tyrell Dotson, number 25, all everything. He was a player. Best player in the state that year. And I still love to tease all my Tennessee friends going, and the illustrious genius Butch Jones never even gave him a call.
I know.
I mean,
that's
excuse
crazy.
Me. No wonder he got fired. What a moron he was. And then Emmanuel Hall turned out to be the best wide receiver in the SEC, number 84. The kid has grown. He's faster. If we can keep his hamstrings intact, how does that happen? I mean, you're a coach. You deal with
people. Probably, you know, all the running he does, being a receiver, and he probably doesn't stretch as enough as he needs to do. So he's probably learning. He's probably gotten better, but it's still he's still growing and it's not caught up to where he needs to be. So.
What about the Lock kid at Missouri also? And of course he didn't go to Centennial, but where's he going in the draft?
I'm not sure, but I'm sure he'll get a pretty good pick. So.
Well, we're looking forward to being back here. Have you already got your schedule set?
Yes, sir. We open up, you know, at Ravenwood, and then we're...
Oh, my word.
We're here week two, Smyrna.
Okay.
It's the Bulldogs. It is. It'll be alumni night for us. We're going to invite all the former football players out that night and get them involved. So,
speaking of Smyrna, how's Coach Williams doing?
He's doing good. I've texted him a couple of times. You know, he's an outstanding man. I worked with him when I did my student teaching at Blackman. There's not a better man than him, you know, so if everyone out there can keep him in his thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, and for our listeners, if they don't know, back during, I guess it was in November, they had his wife pass away battling cancer.
Yeah.
Very young. And by the way, I've got some handy wipes here.
Yeah, my son's covered in chocolate now, thanks to you.
Well, I thought, hey, payback.
No. I get a table. I get everything you need.
And I give him chocolate.
Yeah.
Well, look, if you promise not to put his finger in his mouth after this, that'll help him clean it up.
Yeah.
That's kind of harsh stuff. Just don't lick your fingers now. All right. Well, Coach Christ, your wife's gonna shoot us.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell
them about how.
Say, nope, I'm enjoying the chocolate, Dad.
We appreciate y'all being here.
We love being here.
We appreciate everything y'all do for the Williams County sports.
We're going to be back for the Franklin game. We got that one. We'll see you in the district.
Did you see Dr. Qualls? He just walked in over here. The one and only Dr. Qualls.
We're trying to dodge him tonight.
You got to get him on the radio at some point.
I don't know. We need to do him. And if you need to do laundry tonight.
Yeah.
I live across the street.
I'll probably be sleeping on the couch tonight because I appreciate it. Second half back again. We appreciate it. Thank you.
We've lost control. Griffin is that's the best interview we've ever done. Griffin's good covered in chocolate. Coach Reisky's mad at me for giving him a Reese's, and our score is 32-4. And Miss Christy, I apologize. I was trying to get him to be quiet. Garth, we gave him a Reese's, and he's got more on him than in him. And Coach Christ, he's never coming. He's never letting us come back to Centennial. He goes, thanks a lot.
I saw him in the hand, in his hand when I came back from concession stand. You know, I had to go support these Centennial Cougars.
That's right.
Concession stand.
He said, Matt said, great, I'll be sleeping on the couch tonight.
Mm-hmm. His little boy's going to be sleeping with him because he ain't going to have it. That chocolate's going to make him have all kinds of energy.
Oh, Lord, we're having fun tonight. Cougars trailing, believe it or not, 32-4. The on-the-job training is a tough way to learn, but Cougars out there fighting. Good deal by the Raptors. Here they come. That's the timeline. Erickson leading the charge. Boys action starts at 7:30. Appreciate Margaret and Miss Crystal on the board tonight. Pass out to Preston Guard. She can't convert. Gretchen Levine gets it back to Erickson. Soft floater. No good. Rebound. Raptors. Fightful. Whistle blows. Cougar ball. Garth, you did a good job for it, Mike. Got your nachos over there. You've already had your quota of Reese's. So I have to get you some more here in a minute.
Oh, yeah. You go out and dig deep.
Still
hungry.
Oh, dear Lord. Gonna eat me out of house and home.
Oh, you're sitting about here talking about all that food you cooked.
Well, you can come over. It's in the refrigerator. All the Centennial cheerleaders came over my daughter's class, and they didn't quite eat all
again
of it.
This week?
Yeah, every Wednesday.
They were just there a few weeks ago.
They come every Wednesday. Here come the Cougars. Lean on the way.
Get in there.
Shot from downtown. Beautiful basket. Savannah Lean from about 22 foot. Nothing but net. Cougars on the board. The ball movement out front. Levine back to Erickson. Looking to try to get the ball inside the lead. Lee's right at the top of the foul circle. Cross court to Johnson. Good ball movement. Erickson missed that one. Good box out by Petway for the Cougars. Cougar ball. Oh, yeah, if you want something to eat, go to my house. We got plenty of grilled chicken and taco beef meat in the refrigerator. Soft and hard taco shells. All kind of cheese dip, salsa. I'll be doing a Mexican hat dance for the next 2 weeks. Ball's kicked out of bounds. Still Cougar ball, trailing 32-7. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Briscoe Harris does
great. For all you single ladies, he is an eligible bachelor that knows how to cook.
And I cleaned the house better than Hazel the maid on TV years ago. Before your time, never mind.
I never heard of that one.
Yeah, it's before your time. Good ball movement. Johnson down the right wing, kicks it to Erickson, to Levine. Ball's inside. Cougars rip it away, get a nice steal. Sheridan Foster in the paint, driving in traffic. Draws the foul. Nice job. Sheridan Foster going to be a player in her time. Harmon coming back in. Dew's coming in back in for the Raptors. 5:45.
She could greatly benefit from a summer program. I don't know if she plays or not, but she could greatly benefit from it. She needs to be in the gym.
Nice shot. Girl's got a great touch. Saw her other night. Brentwood free throw shooting is excellent.
She does have a nice free throw shot. You're exactly right.
She reminds me of a smaller version of Chantel Fly as a freshman. Chantel Fly was a little taller and a little better.
I don't remember Chantel as a freshman.
Yeah.
So, I wasn't helping you then, but.
She was, yeah. Chantel was taller and a little better. Chantel had a better team.
Chantel had a lot of energy.
Had a lot of help around her.
Got that energy.
Two's on the jump shot. Back rim. Can't get it to go. Rebound Foster. Here come the Cougars. Five minutes to go. Third quarter. Erickson almost had to steal out front. Good pass into Bledsoe. Shot on the way. Lean. Downtown. She's got two. Back to back, Jack. Good for her. Samantha Lean. The lean little freshman out there drilling it from about 24 foot. Beautiful shot. Just keep pulling that trigger, young lady. Harmon on the drive. Great. Caesars goes. Jasmine Harmon. Euro step.
Got fouled, dubbed, and everything else.
Pinballed off. Four Cougars and still made the basket. And here comes Foster. She penetrates, goes through four defenders. Lean again says, give me some of that. Back to back, Jack. That was Harper Klein that time. Only a two, but a beautiful shot. Same range. Mary Prestigard checking back in for the Raptors. Good ball movement. On the way, shot. Front rim, no good. Here comes Foster. She's going to challenge. Oh, good dribble. Takes it all the way. Harmon on the block. Harmon getting back, playing some D. Showing a hustle. Big day at Gateway Tire.
We were busy today. We were. It's been a decent week for January. Been a good week.
What's your biggest month usually? Travel month, June and July, then November.
August is a big month because we have naturally have more working days. October typically is a good month. May is a good month. Right before when school starts to get out. So typically May, August, October. Those are the bigger ones.
And
but you also have more working days during those months as well.
There you go. And if you want a special, go in and mention WAKM. You heard this or just heard us yicking and yak. And here on the sports crew, mention WAKM, they'll give you a discount. Shot, Harmon rimmed out. They'll give you a discount on your tires. Oil change, I'll take good care of you. Garth will sharpen that pencil. He does till he sees me coming, right?
Amen. Stormy makes up for the discount I give our listeners.
Y'all got to love me for that. Foster on the drive, left-handed, off the glass, and she's knocked to the ground. The man of dues, put a tackle on her.
Man of dues, to be a freshman, is a really good size.
Yes, sir.
If her, when her game meets her size, she's going to be a fierce competitor in the inside.
Her dad is a coach, Tennessee Titan. And Foster up there just makes free throws like it's no, just like it's taking, just so easy.
As Slay, as Ron Slay would say, you'll have boom, boom room inside the paint.
That's right. And she ripped it up, got the rebound that time, and fouled.
Oh, they called a foul.
And he called on Micah Stewart. Micah said, oh, I didn't mean to hit her twice.
She just had that look of no way. But yet, she shoved her about two steps backwards.
And hit her with the elbow a couple times and sucker punched her and said, what? No, I'm exaggerating. Here come the Raptors up 34-15. The Cougars are making a little comeback. They scored 9 points this quarter, which is good. Oh, good inside pass to Lex Erickson.
Great pass.
Beautiful Mary Preston guard, the sophomore, catches her sophomore teammate, Lexi Erickson, on the no-look baseline cut. Good pass down to Stewart. Inside bounce in. Good score to Bledsoe. Stewart to Bledsoe. Unselfish. Senior to senior. The lone two seniors.
Well, I'm going to say this. That was a very good press break, but a terrible press by Ravenwood.
Yep.
So take your pick.
Yep. Either way. Harmon's down the right wing. Good inside move to Lee. She's blocked out by Stewart. Stewart's getting good position on her. Not giving her a chance to get the basket.
Tell me, what class is number 40?
Bledsoe, she's a senior.
Bledsoe is a senior? Number 40 is?
Yes, she is.
Huh.
Only two seniors on the floor are Bledsoe and number 40 and 45. The rest of them are all
young
freshmen.
I think there's some freshmen coming in over here, too.
They are. Lee on the line. Can't get that one to go. Petway's in.
So I take it Jaya Lee is not going to be playing the rest of the season.
No, she's out. She's completely out. To me, Petway's in, 33. Front rim, no good. Rebound, yeah. 2 minutes left, 30 seconds. Cougars get the ball inbound. Foster picked up by Harmon. Harmon's showing no mercy tonight. Great athlete. Stolen Preston guard up.
Oh,
missed the layup. That's a Cardinal sin, but boy, Harmon bails her out and scores. Ravenwood working on some fundamentals tonight. Just kind of a good, I hate to say scrimmage for them, but game was not in doubt. At one time, it was 17-0.
It was 19-0 the other night.
Yep. Harmon nails that one.
She now has 10. She and Lex Erickson are both in double figures. Lex Erickson with 14.
39-17 is our score. 2 minutes to go. Third quarter action. Ball's Foster still got it. And there's another steal. That's a forced steal by Erickson. And she goes and scores and draws a foul. Petway's the guilty party. And he called her Petway.
Yeah.
It was Tamia and Tamika, I think. I don't know. We don't have our rosters a little discombobulated.
So they're sisters. Is that what you're claiming?
That's what they're saying.
21 and 33.
Erickson on a rare miss, and Lee on a putback is good. 43-17. Stolen again by Preston Guard. Preston Guard, as a sophomore, has really developed a keen sense of defense out there. Her defense has really improved over the last year. Tenacious, doesn't mind getting in your face, staying right with you. And Mariska's building this up for later. I'm telling you, they're working on this.
Oh, ooh, let them have that. That was right,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, come on, Mr. Official. Sure. She was across
the
line.
He's going to overrule that.
Yeah, she was over. That's a bad call. Mr. Ref, that's a bad call. I don't care who you are.
He didn't overrule it. He didn't overturn it, but
he should have. She was in the air, and she was passing. All right, never mind.
Ball didn't cross the half court.
No, it didn't. Good ball moving out front. Erickson looking to try to get into Lee. Dew's on the baseline running free at 6'3", been in the back. They're going to catch her open. She had a break. She didn't take it. Now she's open. Look, get inside. Press the guard. Downtown. God.
I like how she's improving as a player.
She really has improved as a player.
She certainly has. I think she's probably benefited from Jaya Lee's injury more than anyone.
Her defense is outstanding. Her lateral movement she's developed a step quicker. Baseline jumper. Petway draws a foul. Going to the line. She plays a little attitude, too. I kind of like the way that plays. That foul's on Lee. Minute 8 to go. Third quarter action. Got a boys game coming up here at 7:30. The Raptors and the Cougars. And it will be,
I can guarantee you, it'll be more exciting to listen to than what you're hearing from us right now.
Well, yeah. The bottom line is it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough sledding for the Raptors tonight. I'll tell you, the Cougars are an athletic bunch.
Oh, they're extremely athletic. And coming off the loss the other night to Brentwood, you know they're going to come out with a chip on their shoulder.
They're going to have they're going to be in a bad mood.
But I would think that Coach Whitlock will probably have a good game plan against them, but Coach Whitlock has not had a lot of success in this gym.
No, he has not. Here comes Foster on the rebound. Shot by Dews, no good. Foster clears the air for 40 seconds. Lean on the drive. She's had two threes back-to-back. Petway across court to her sister. Drives, kicks it back. Three on the way. Foster, no good. Rebound. Draws a foul. Petway draws a foul going to the line. And that one's on Savannah Dews again. Joey Stacy's about to check back in for the Raptors. She played in earlier. And she's good from the line. 46-19, 36 seconds. Jasmine Harmon coming back in like there's a house on fire.
Oh, she almost got out. She was so eager to get out there, didn't even look at the official.
Misses the second rebound. Her sister pulls it back out with 34 seconds. Cougars get another shot. Lean into Petway down the baseline. Block. Lee on the block.
Didn't jump.
Nope. Stuck her hand up, took the ball out of there. 23 seconds. Riska Harris going to call timeout. Let's keep it here, Garth. We'll have a break in a minute. Boys action coming up next. The Raptors enjoyed having Chase Siebert on last night at Stroud. Mom and Dad were there. It was sounds was barbecue's great as always.
What did he have to eat?
I didn't see because he got it to go.
Oh, really?
Got it to go. He said he wanted the barbecue plate.
That's an unusual request by a player.
Well, we got him on. We didn't get him on until after 5:30. And Doug Matthews came in. We got him on there for about 8 minutes. So we got them on late. They ordered right at 6:30 and just took it to go. So I didn't see what he got. Our score is 46-19, 23 seconds to go. Raptors get the ball out of bounds. Erickson's going to take pass. Foster's a midcourt lineup, 46-19. One shot. Coach Harris working on one specific play. Almost got a box to the top of the key. It almost looked like the picket fence.
Oh,
it,
good play.
Beautiful pass. Wow. Baseline cut. Jasmine Harmon, and she scores easily at 4 seconds. 48-19. Stolen again. Prestigard goes up. It's good. It's good. A three steals that quarter by Mary Prestigard and another basket. Our score is 50-19. Let's take 1 minute. This is sports on AM 950. Up 50-19. But hey, the Cougars are playing hard. They're young. They're on the job training. And it's a learning process. And he told him to run the clock. Yeah, he's going to run the clock. Should be a running clock now. Ball's inbound, stolen by the Cougars. Cougars still playing tough out there. Foster on the touch it. Foster across the timeline, 7:40 mark to go. Petway, she drives hard down the right side. She draws a foul. Westergaard grabs her by the arm. Also in for the Lady Cougars is Mae Skinner, number 12, sophomore. She played good minutes the other night at Brentwood. She's playing in the post. Big girl, tall girl. Foul's called on the Raptors. 23. That would be John.
Not on our list, is she?
Yeah, we don't have that number. That's your second foul, though. She has 2 points and two fouls. Whoever she might be, I think they brought up some JV young girls because they have had so many people sick and hurt. Good ball movement for the Cougars out front. Inside, Skinner kicks it out. Petway should have taken the shot. It was open. Foster will take it, and she's blocked by Harmon. Harmon got ball, arm, face, shoulder.
Tommy, I got something I heard today. Speaking of Patrick Whitlock and his connection to Vanderbilt, I heard that Scottie Pippen's son committed to Vanderbilt today.
Really?
I sure did. Don't know that that's a fact, but I did hear it. My son saw that today. Told me that.
Interesting. Foster rare miss that time. Well, Vanderbilt's kind of, I like Bryce Drew as a coach. He hated him lose Darius Garland.
And Darius, in a mock draft, is picked to go seventh.
And Foster makes the second one.
And I'm not talking about seventh round. I'm talking about seventh overall.
Yeah, coming off a torn ACL.
Exactly, coming off a torn ACL.
What did that tell you? Vanderbilt is hurting this year without him. But the entire offense.
They haven't recovered.
No, they was built around him, and they don't have an answer. A lot of high hopes went down the drain when he hurt his knee. 20-50 is our score. 50-26, 50 to go. Shot on the way. Press the guard. Back rim. No good. Jasmine leaps in there for the rebound. Beautiful rebound by the junior.
Well, that's one thing that it does show for Bryce Drew. He can go out and get you a five-star athlete, and he's not afraid and opposed to the one and done.
Shot from the corner. Erickson downtown's got 17. Shot that one from the Ravenwood cheering section. Grab somebody's popcorn on the way back down the court, and so I'll take some of that.
She can bring me some. There's a net.
And she's got another steal at her fifth steal tonight. She goes up and she's hammered. Draws the foul.
She could have done a little jump stop right there.
Girl would have gone fire like someone trying to catch the last bustle tonight. 6 minutes to go. 53-20. Erickson's had a big night. She's got 17. Missed that first free throw. Deuce is checking back in. Harmon's coming out.
Told me I will be able to give out the scores tonight.
Good.
I have arranged for that.
I saw you doing that. Appreciate that.
That was nice thinking of me, wasn't it?
Good thinking. You exceed my expectations all the time, Gar.
Sometimes I amaze myself.
You know, I've never heard your wife say that, though.
She married me, didn't she? And we've been married for 25 years
of bliss. Y'all went to New York for our anniversary. You did a good job, buddy.
Yeah. Get her to show you what I got her for our anniversary.
There you go. You got a coach flight, put her in the back, playing you through first class?
Yeah, on Southwest.
I do better. 54-20 is our score, 5:58 to go. We're only one point away from a running clock.
Get there.
Now we got a running clock.
There it is.
Now we got a running clock. 5:40 to go.
Most excitement you've had out of Stormy all night.
Well, David Hughes, or better known as Lieutenant Dan, said he heard Larry Munson, my voice. I mean, Larry Munson had a crackly old man's voice. I guess that's what he's trying to say. Here come the Cougars, still fighting hard. Petway on the shot. Rebound Erickson. She has a dozen rebounds in the end of the ball game. Boys action to start at 7:30. Cougars and the Raptors. Oh, good. Oh. Yes, do that right now. Let's take 10 seconds for station ID.
AM 950 WAKM Franklin. Available on the radio.net app.
For that reminder, we get caught up in the time and forget what time it is, where we are, who we are, and what's going on. But God didn't create us to do that. Right now, the Raptors got a whole new bevy of young players on the floor. Prescott is the only one that's played any amount of time. Shot from the corner, no good. Rebound Cougars. Petway's sister pulls it down. Tamia lost the timeline. 3 minutes to go. Running clock. Ball stolen by Prescott. She's got another steal. I'll tell you what, Garth, she is really getting demonstrative out there. And it's good. Shot on the way. Don't have 32 on our roster, but she scores for the Raptors. We'll get that at the end of the ball game. Playing a lot of the young JV girls tonight for the Raptors. Good ball movement for the Cougars. They're still fighting mightily. Top of the key is Skinner. She's guarded by Ella Craig. Petway has it. Shot on the way. Foster can't go in. Went in and spit it back out. Good rebound by Petway. Ira Petway on the rebound. Went up right-handed off the glass and scored. And they hadn't put it on the scoreboard yet. There they finally did. A little slow on the uptake there. Out front, Cougars, ball inbounds to Craig at top of the key. Good ball movement. Four of these players, we don't have their names, so forgive me for that. We got the youth movement on the floor right now for the Raptors. Shot on the way.
Wow.
Mary Prestigard is announcing her presence with authority tonight.
They put her down. That was a three. They put it up in the sky.
Yeah.
Not worth noting.
No, she's got at least 10. They got her for six.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, just while I've been here, I've seen her score. Should
have been a little bit more than that. That's all right. Get it good. Cougar's still fighting. Shot on the way. No good. Petway getting the rebound. Fight for it. Good hustle. And they call walking on her. I'm wondering how her sister is. Tamia and Taria. All Raptors all night. Coach Mariska Harris had her girls playing tenacious defense early, and they played hard tonight. Good pass. Oh, beautiful pass from Craig into Prestigard. They got Prestigard now for 8. We will have an update on that in a minute, 22 seconds. Locke has the ball out front.
Tell me, what did Coach Whitlock have to say about last night's game, or in his interview about tonight's game? Did he give you any kind of preview of what to expect?
He said, first of all, shot him away, back rim, rock, no good, rebound, Craig for the Raptors. Garth, he said they hadn't played since last Friday night, and they were really getting anxious. They had Tuesday off. They were up 11 at Payne and lost the ball game by 1. But he said we had a shot at the end and didn't make it. He said our guys were really to come out and redeem themselves.
This will be a tough place to redeem themselves.
Yes, he said, and the physicality of the Cougars has always been a problem. Petway on the drive. Up, can't get it to go. Fights for the rebound. Kicks it back out. Rock on the way. Front rim, no good. Rebound. Cougars kicks it back out. 21 seconds. Stolen by Prestigard, who's had a big night. 68-22 is like this could be the final.
Number 2 and number 10 have to be sisters.
Yes, they are. They got to be. Ball's way out front with 3, 2, 1. It's going to be a final. 68-22 is going to be it, guys. 68-22, all Raptors all night. And the Cougars fall hard. They were outmanned, outgunned, and it was just a long, long night.
I'll have the scores here in just a couple of seconds.
That's fine. That's fine. Your thoughts on how well what you saw? You got to see most of the ball game for the Cougars tonight and the Raptors.
Now, let me give these real quick so I can give her a book back.
Right.
For the Centennial Lady Cougars, led tonight by Lean with 6. Bledsoe had 5. five. Mike Stewart had one. Tyra Petway had three. Foster had three. Petway had one. For the Ravenwood Lady Raptors, led tonight by Lakes Erickson with 20. Mary Prestigard with 12.
Yep.
Jasmine Harmon with 14. Dews with 8. Savannah Dews with 8. Stacy with 2. Kay Johnson with 1. Les with 2. And Taya Lee with 6. That would be it.
Great job. Our final score, Raptors 68, Cougars 22.
What was your question, Stormy? I'm sorry.
Oh, gosh.
Something about when I got here.
Oh, yeah. Just your thoughts on what you saw from Ravenwood tonight on how that, on their ball movement and how they played.
Well, I didn't like the press. The press was very weak. Too much spacing in it. Just wasn't overly aggressive in the spots they needed to be. Offensively, I like Erickson getting open and getting the look. It's really hard to tell how hard she was working or if she was cutting off of a good cut because of the defense. Centennial was sort of sitting back, so it was hard to tell whether or not she just had good looks and was knocking them down. Jasmine Harmon wasn't one of her spectacular efforts tonight. I know she's capable of a lot more. Savannah Dews, a girl's going to be a player. Give it next year. I think she is a bright future for Ravenwood. A lot to build around from her. Prestigard, I don't think she's a senior, is she?
Oh, no, she's a sophomore.
Sophomore. So she's going to be.
Lexi Erickson.
So you've got Erickson, Prestigard.
Dews is a sophomore.
Dews is a sophomore. I thought she was a freshman.
No.
Sophomore, okay.
And Harmon's just a junior.
That's right, Jasmine Harmon. So you got Jaya Lee's the only senior, correct?
Right. And her sister Jayla comes back next year as a junior.
So Ravenwood has a really bright future. It just goes to show Jaya Lee, really, her injury affected this team because I think this, we've talked about this before. What's our most improved, what's our surprise of the season?
Yeah.
My surprise of the season is Ravenwood Lady Raptors. I really expected them to be in a better position than where they are at this point of the season. Now, that's not to say that they can't, make a run like they did last year, but their pieces of the puzzle just aren't there at this point in time.
Well, Jaya Lee last year was as a freshman, there was three games at the end where she scored over 20 points and really came into her own ball handling, became a real dominant defensive person, also ball handler. And without her, it has been blatantly obvious. It's been tough. It's been tough for the Raptors. So
what you asked me that question. What do you think? What did you think?
Well, I like the poise that they played under that. I think they knew what type of game it was going to be. Lexa Erickson has improved vastly. Jasmine Harmon can play in first. She didn't start tonight. Fresca just didn't start. I think she wanted to get some younger players some more playing time tonight. I think they're going to be fine. They're showing improvement each and every week. And Ty Lee, the senior and the center, I tell you what, if she really gets going, she's going to be tough because that girl can get in the paint. That girl can hit that left-handed, right-handed turnaround jumper. She can make it happen.
She really improved since last year.
Yeah, and she was good last year, but she really is fun to watch.
So looking at the boys' game here, what do you like for Centennial? What do you dislike for Centennial?
What I like about Centennial is their continual hustle. The one thing that they come out and when they full-court press golf, it looks like there's 8 men on the floor instead of 5. I mean, with their length and their speed and they're relentless, they continually, and I like the way Pete Rose runs them in and out. I like that. He keeps them fresh and he challenges them to play every second. Every possession matters. The one thing that bothers me about the Cougars is invariably we've seen them this year. We watched them at Brentwood the other night. We watched them against Independence right here. Invariably they'll have a quarter where they go completely asleep.
I agree with that.
They had 2 points. 2 points. He said 2 points against Independence in the second quarter, in the first game we saw other night at Brentwood, they had one quarter where they had 4 points. They went from going 21 points to 4. I love their intensity, but it always seems to slack off either in the second quarter or third quarter. Then they make the fourth quarter this frenetic, high pitch, high pace, great Caesars goes, ball through the wall, comeback, and they either get it successfully or they fall short.
Well, and they most of the time when they go through those non-existent bursts, they're turning the ball over like like crazy.
Yeah.
They're probably more turnover prone than any other team we see during the season because they're so fast.
Right.
That sometimes they get ahead of themselves. All right. So for Ravenwood, what do you like and what do you dislike?
I want to see tonight. I like the poise and the composure and the basketball acumen that you see every time you put a Ravenwood team on the floor. Patrick Whitlock is a student of the game. He's an analytical genius. He knows how to diagram plays. He doesn't have a team with the same athletic ability, size, or speed that Centennial does, but he'll compensate with pick set and backdoor cuts that you won't see out of most other coaches.
Great.
The one thing that I don't like is they've got this 1'6'8 kid, Sterling Craig, and he plays, if he could play 32 minutes instead of about 16, keep him engaged. And of course, that's coming from my perspective. You got to remember, I'm a little guy, and I ran all the time, and that's all I had to offer was hustle. I had no size, no talent, no anything except hustle. But I expected everybody else to play with the same level of intensity that I did, and I don't see that out of him. That's not his nature. I bet he's a laid-back kid. He's everything. He's old. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
Well, at 6'8", he certainly doesn't announce his dominance that he should have.
Well, he doesn't announce his presence with authority. I'm gonna tell you, I would make him. I'm sorry, we got Seth going there. If he played with my level of intensity or the level of intensity that I anticipate, then a guy in the league can cover him. Maybe Ben Mills for Brentwood could throw him down. Ashari Haynesworth could put a body on him. But to be honest with you, that size, that range, that length, he should be near unstoppable.
He would not be a candidate for Ron Slay's Boom Boom Room.
And why would that be?
Because he doesn't use his hips and his size to his advantage inside the paint.
Exactly.
So, okay, let's change it into what's your most exciting girls team to watch?
Right now, by a shadow of a doubt, sorry everybody else, but Paige Patriots. Between Faith Wilkins, Delaney Noe, and Lily Wilkins, and the Cochran young girl for your good friend, Coach Ron Brock, I tell you what, do yourself a favor. If you want to go to a high school game, if you're a big fan of the girls' game, go watch Paige play. Watch.
They don't have a weak spot.
No, they do not. They're 17-3. That was when the paper came. Yeah, they're 17-3. I don't know who they're playing tonight, but after tonight, they'll be 18-3.
Boys, who's your most exciting boys team to watch?
That's going to be a three-pronged answer. First of all, you can't deny Franklin with Reese Glover. But Franklin goes as Reese Glover goes. We saw him other night with Ashari Haynesworth. When Glover was getting double-teamed, Haynesworth was able to get the inside look, pick up where the other guy was double-teamed, was able to get some easy baskets. He had, I think, 19, had 20, had 21 at half. He had 24 for the game. So you got the Rebels. The talent that we see at Brentwood with Jack Thurman, Harry Lackey, Preston Moore, I mean, they got a lot of talent there. Ben Mills is the hustle king, I think, of the entire league. You got to look at Brentwood. They're strong, strong contender. And then I got to give you two more. The Centennial Cougars looking tonight, if they're on their A game, they can hang with anybody in this league if they're on their A game. If they're on their C game, it could get ugly fast. My surprise team, and you were probably going to ask that question, but I'll throw you my surprise team. It's Summit.
Really? I wouldn't have saw that one.
Josh Goodwin has got his Summit Spartan playing. I mean, they've already beat Cane Ridge this year. They played Franklin to within two of the night at Franklin. Between the Wade brothers, Destin and Keith, the two freshmen, and then the Wirt brothers, both sophomores, man, I got to tell you, Josh Goodwin's got the youth movement working down there on the Spartans. That's going to be a team you're going to have to watch come playoff time.
They are losing games very close,
right?
In most games, and certainly have not been outmanned.
No,
so they're not outmanned. They're young, as you alluded to. They are a lot more fun to watch than last year. That's for sure. They play together.
They play together. They play with intensity. So if you recall last week when we did for the first game in 2019 at Franklin, the difference in that ball game was the Wade brothers, Destin and Keith, they're both, first of all, 6'4", 195.
Is great-looking athletes.
Excuse me, 6'4", 195 as freshmen. Holy cow. 4 years from now, 3 years from now, God bless who's got a card, those two. They both fouled out with over 2 minutes to go. Both of them picked up three each charging fouls.
They were questionable.
They were questionable. If they learn to play, as you'd say, more of a stop and float than charge, they're going to be, when they're going to learn to control those big bodies, they're going to be a formidable force.
four. I don't disagree with you at all, Stormy. Thank you for being my Matthews Team Sports halftime guest.
Wait a minute. What I give? Give me my Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. I'm over going, what am I doing all the blessed talking?
Let's take a quick 2-minute break and come back for the boys'
game. You're a dog.